shell or a cloud. You can see a face in anything, a thumbprint or a snowflake, smile into a frown. And so it would seem that all our imaginings are band-aids on thoughts that won't heal. But ask any child, any war-torn survivor, and they'll tell you that magic is real. Yeah, they'll tell you that magic is real.
Music to Neo Rocks. That is, well, I'm not going to tell you who that is because I'm going to tell you who it is here in a second, actually. Before that, you heard Tom Adams and The Last Resort, Nate Jones with Another Night, Another Town, and Meg and the Magnetosphere, I said it wrong before, with Same Rain. We have Amanda Walsh, who you just heard, in studio. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I am great. How about you?
Great. Thanks.
So that's a cool tune. Magic is Real. And that's
Thank you. That's
the title. Title track for your new release here, huh?
It is.
So you've got a party going on Thursday. It's going to be Amanda Walsh and friends at Nighttown this Thursday, the 23rd, 8 p.m., correct?
Mm-hmm.
So who are the friends? It's Amanda Walsh and friends. Who's joining you?
It will be Bob Salmon, Rick Zichelli, let's see, Brendan Foreman. I'm trying to think of my Irish buddies. We're in a little Irish band. Brendan Foreman, Erwin Weinberger, and Larry Anderson. And then if my daughter does not get stage fright, she will join me for one song at the end.
Now, you were just telling me a funny story about your daughter off the air, about the magic is real, about what happened today. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Oh, I was practicing this morning, and she might be listening, so.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Shmoo, if I embarrass you. I was practicing, and I heard this little sniff, and, you know, I figured something happened that I didn't know about. I just assumed that the dog ate one of her toys, but she was crying a little bit because of the song I was playing, and I felt pretty sad about that. But it was kind of nice that she was actually listening. I play music in the house so much that usually I'm just a distraction from, you know, cartoons or, you know,
right,
playing in her room or something. So
that's so cool. That's so cool.
See, I guess so. I felt a little guilty.
Yeah, but you know what? If music's going to make people feel like that, that's great, you know? And your whole CD, I mean, you've got 12 songs on this CD. Actually, 13, I'm sorry. Just my eyes are getting bad.
Well, you're kind of right, because it's 12 piano songs and then one mandolin instrumental for no particular reason.
Well, that was my question. I know that you play. How many instruments do you play?
Well, I play two instruments well, piano and violin. I play one song that I wrote on mandolin, so I can't come up with chords or anything. I just started learning cello. I've played electric bass a couple times. I think that's it.
Cello. Now that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your next album's going to be full cello, and that's going to be it. I'm looking.
I don't think I'll sell any if I do that.
I'm looking out for that one. Well, we of course are talking about the Amanda Walsh and Friends at Nighttown this Thursday, the 23rd, at 8 p.m. Why'd you pick Nighttown to do it, the release party at?
Oh, that's an easy question. I think when I was 15 or 16, I went to Nighttown for the first time, and actually, I still remember how good the piano sounded, and that was the big thing, where,
wow,
I was like, boy, that piano's got like a million colors coming out of it, because I wasn't old enough to like appreciate the food and drinks, but I don't know, it's got a reputation for fine musicians, and I go there a lot. I just saw Nellie Mackay there last Friday, and it was awesome. Yeah, so I'm really, really excited that I scored that place.
That's awesome.
Or that Rick scored it.
Oh, yeah, and before we get to your next song here, I'm about to ask you, for people who want to know, how do you pronounce Rick's last name? Because many people ask this question.
Oh, it's Zichelli.
Zichelli.
Yeah.
I've heard so many crazy...
I make the joke that we have to be friends forever because I figured out how to spell his last name. So.
There was one time I was on the phone with him. I'm like, hold on, I'm putting you on speaker. Give me the phonetic spelling. And I put it in my phone like that. So now every time he calls, it pops up that way. So
yeah. Well, my maiden name was a really tough name to spell and pronounce. And now my last name is Walsh. And it's like, it's weird that no one pauses and says, like, how do you spell? And say, you know, it's just like Walsh, done.
And I was reading, this is a segue here, but I was reading your bio earlier, and I read your maiden name, and I also read about somebody else that you and I have in common in our life, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But right now, how about we play Renita?
Great.
Here is Amanda Walsh on Neo Rock.
You don't have to shout it out. in your pocket with the matches and the change. Faded like the faces on the coins.
Amanda Walsh with Renita, her CD release party. Amanda Walsh and Friends is going to be happening this Thursday at Nighttown, 8 p.m. with many friends. Many, many friends. That was a cool tune. Thank you. Wait, did I turn it up? There we go. I'm messing up all over the place. I'm just like, I'm just a mess right now.
When Eric didn't notice, which is not great on my end.
Yeah, I accidentally played Meg in the Magnetosphere instead of you, and you just looked at me and you're like,
No, I didn't catch it. I'm just really focused on the questions, I guess.
Well, thank goodness I did catch it, because that would have been embarrassing. Because I know Bob Salmon's listening. I know some of the guys are listening, so he would have definitely called me out on that one. That would have been bad.
He's a natural proofreader, that one.
Love Bob. Bob's great.
Yeah, Bob is great.
So, you know, I try to be responsible and, read up, even though I know you and I've known you for a few years. But I like to make sure that I'm, extra ready for the interview in case I could pull something up. So I always do my reading beforehand. I was reading a bio of yours today. You and I, so Ruth Edwards was one of your piano teachers.
Yeah, she was my first piano teacher, I think from age 6 to 8, maybe.
And what's so funny is that my mom works for CIM, and she was her only teacher. And she's been there for over 40-something years now, my mom. And I used to go over to Ruth's house all the time, and in Cleveland Heights, and you and I were kind of just like going back and forth on different memories, and I really don't even know where to go with this. I just thought it was pretty interesting how small the music community here is in Cleveland.
Well, especially because I always think of that as a specifically nuclear family memory. You know, like imagining her house and those red glass beads and the Turkish corner. Yep. And whenever you say that to other people, they're like, what are you talking about? But if I taught piano lessons the way that Miss E taught, it would, it's just different because she would, you know, she would chain smoke and I would wait for that cigarette ash to fall the whole time I was playing from like the Red Tony book, playing Hot Cross Buns. Like, when is that thing going to fall?
Isn't that funny? And that was the one thing that you and I were talking about. That cigarette would just, you just wait for that ash to fall and it never would. She'd always catch it right before.
Yeah.
Amazing. And now,
it's a skill.
One of the other things you're doing, you're teaching now as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
I've been teaching for like 20 years, so.
Wow. When are the cello lessons starting?
I don't know. You can teach me. When are you free? Oh, I need them.
I haven't played cello in 15 years, but yeah, we'll duet sometime. It'll be great.
All righty.
Very cool. So this next song we're going to play, Little Bird, this is song number 12 off of Magic is Real by Amanda Walsh. You've got kind of a cool story behind this. What's the story behind this?
That one I wrote, I started writing it late in my pregnancy with my daughter and then kind of finished it after she was born. But when you have a baby, at least when I had a baby and she was really teeny weeny, I felt like there were a lot of people telling me to, you know, try to preserve everything, you know, like take a picture of everything and save her little weird belly button thing. And, you know, like make sure you save her first lock of hair that you cut and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm sure I'm not doing any of that. Not because I'm against it, but because I'm not quite organized enough. But I did have that feeling of wanting to preserve the feeling of having a person grow inside of me because I was so profoundly moved by it. So when I play that song, I do. I go back in time. I feel like she's inside of me. And it's like my little time machine.
That's so cool. What a cool story. Thanks. This is track number 12 off of Magic is Real by Amanda Walsh, celebrating the CD release party this Thursday at Nighttown at 8 p.m. Here is Little Bird by Amanda Walsh.
She's just a little. Just a little. Just a little shmoo. Now set in a ring on an old woman's little finger, and you had wings like a butterfly beating a message as if to say, hey, it's me, mama, I'll catch you later, but right now I've got a heartbeat. She's just a little knocking on my door, asking me for more. She wants a piece of cake with a slice of orange and a cup of tea, with too much honey to make up for no one for sake. I had a dream, I had a dream that you were sweet as a Buddha, fat as a cherry, plain and extraordinary. You shone like a ruby set in a ring on an old woman's little finger. You had wings like a butterfly beating a message as if to say, hey, it's me, mama, I'll catch you later, but right now I've got a heart.
You can probably hear that song this Thursday at Nighttown. Amanda Walsh with Little Bird. They could probably hear it at Nighttown on Thursday,
sure,
right?
Sure, they can. Yeah, I'll play it.
What a cool song. And that piano sounds amazing. Now, where did you record the album at?
Lava Room Recording. I have only good things to say about that place. Once I realized I wanted to go to a real good studio, I had all these different places I was going to go, and I never went to any of them because I went to Lava Room. I took the little tour, played the piano, and met a sound engineer who was perfect, named Sam Osborne, and it went even better than I'd hoped. So
that's awesome. And I'm sure so it was a grand piano that you played, correct?
Yeah, I think it was a Steinway.
Nice.
Sure.
You can't go wrong with that.
No, I have a Steinway at home that's a junior grand, and it's a beater. I mean, I love it, yeah. But yeah, it needs like $20,000 of work.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, so when's the next album coming out?
I don't know, but I have so many ideas because I've been so focused on this one that I'm like, no songwriting yet. So it's like this, you know, carrot I'm dangling. So it won't take me as long as it took this one, because this was like 10 years in the making.
Wow. That's funny, though. It's like once you start really recording, it's like you just want to get back at it and do it again. And I don't know. So I'm sure we'll hear more from you very soon. But people can hear you this Thursday at Nighttown, 8 p.m. Why don't you tell us where people can find out more about the show?
I
think, hold on, nighttowncleveland.com.
I'm trying to remember if it's Nighttown Cleveland or Cleveland Nighttown. Nighttowncleveland.com.
Very cool. Amanda Walsh, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
We're gonna play
Thanks for having me.
You got it. We're going to play one more track off of Magic is Real. This is, let me make sure I have the right CD in. I do. Yay me. This is When You're Quiet Inside. Amanda Walsh, thanks again.
Thanks, Jason.